Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nav's Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Naveen Ganglani. Thanks for joining us once again. If you are a returning listener of the pod, and if you are checking us out for the first time, thank you so much for giving this podcast a chance. This is our first episode in about a week. I decided to take a little bit of a Holy Week break. It's been a crazy start to 2024 so far, both in terms of work and personal life and all that jazz. I did get to finally cut my hair, which my mom will definitely be very happy about when I meet her for dinner. But for our returning, can I say returning episode, since we only really took a 1 week break? Well, for our returning episode, I'll just say it anyway. A friend of the podcast joins us once again, Nico Rocha, of course, the host of the Six Man Podcast. And we're not going to talk, maybe a little bit, because we are big avid sports fans, but we're not going to talk so much about recruitment or the PBA or the UAAP or basketball in the Philippines. We're going to talk more about the sports media industry and our experiences, yes, having worked there for, well, in my case, about 10
I'm
years
new.
Now.
I'm new, so new, someone from a new perspective. Ako.
Yeah. Nico will give you the Gen Z perspective. I will give
Oy,
you.
I'm a millennial though. I'm a millennial though. Pero I can give, pero yeah, fine. Kasi Gen Z yung most likely yung makikinabang for this one, or those who want to pivot. So, still, well, pwede pa rin.
So a lot to talk about, and I can't wait to get into that. But just first, quick word from our sponsor, GetBlued. Attention all Ateneo supporters and fashion enthusiasts. Get ready to elevate your game day style with GetBlued's latest masterpiece, the all-new hoodies. These aren't just any ordinary hoodies. They're the best GetBlued has ever come out with. Crafted with precision and passion, each hoodie is a testament to their commitment to quality and style. And guess what? They come in three stunning colors: cream, royal blue, and navy blue. But wait, there's more. The new hoodie features textured and embroidered patches on premium peak fabric, ensuring a luxurious and comfortable feel like no other. It's the perfect blend of style and comfort, making it an absolute must-have for the remainder of UAAP Season 86. But here's the best part. You can own this game day essential for only 2,500 pesos each. That's right, premium quality at a great price. But remember, true fans always buy original. Avoid imitations and support the Ateneo varsity teams in style by purchasing from GetBlued's official stores. With GetBlued, you're not just buying a hoodie, you're investing in the pride and tradition of the blue and white. Don't miss out on the opportunity to stand out in the crowd and show your unwavering support for the Ateneo varsity teams. Get your hands on the new hoodies today and let your Blue Eagle pride soar to new heights. Visit GetBlued's official stores to secure your hoodies now. Hurry! Quantities are limited. Okay, we're back. Nico, thanks for joining me. I know it's Easter Sunday, but I really wanted to record this so that we could hopefully have this out by Monday or Tuesday, get the week started on the right note. So, I brought up this topic with you actually before the holidays. We were, you know, I asked you, hey, you want to come on the podcast? Okay, what should we talk about? So I started thinking that. Nasa gym pa ako, I was working out. I was like, you know, I can't think, like, should we talk about Kai Soto? Should we talk about Jacob Baila? Should we talk about NBTC recruitment? Let's do something that could be evergreen. And that is basically to, you know, in our way, kind of give back to those who might want to work in the Philippine sports media industry also in the future. Maybe there's something we can share, some tips we can offer them based from our experiences that could help them along the way. And I thought what better person to have for the topic than Nico, because Nico, you are relatively, like you said, you know, new to the industry, but you're also
1 year.
Well versed. 1 year. Well, I feel like more than that, you kind of had a foot in, diba? But we'll
ish.
Discuss that a little.
We'll go there.
Yeah. And Nico, like myself, I think we can say that we don't really just stay in one lane in terms of sports media in the Philippines. We, like, for example, in Nico's case, he does TikTok videos, he has a podcast, he has YouTube videos, he does broadcasting, and he also recently started doing radio work for the PBA. Congratulations by doing that, Nico. And he also takes part in some of the broadcasting classes of Sir Noel Zarate, who has been in the industry for a while. And also, I'm sure, Nico, you have your own style of writing and style of video editing. And in my case, someone, I've been writing for 10 years. We've both been podcasting. I've been making videos. I'm also a broadcaster now for Pinoy Liga. And I've been doing some hosting. And, well, I don't want this to turn into, a, okay, what's their resume, right? But basically, what I'm saying is we are telling the listeners what we do. So maybe if there's an area that they want to get into the sports media industry, and well, perhaps we can offer some advice. So I'm excited to get into that. So what we're going to do is kind of take turns, you know, like giving tips. Maybe like it could be tips that are, you know, aspects that people have heard of before, or it could be something new that maybe they didn't know prior. And Nico and I didn't discuss with each other, by the way, what we would be saying. So what he's going to say will probably be a surprise to me in some cases, and vice versa. So anyway, sorry for the sudden delay. I got a random message about recruitment news. I'll tell you off the air later, Nico. But
yeah,
that's not the topic
the
of this, that's not the topic of this podcast. Gotta stay in the... Okay, reset. 1, 2, 3. Nico, why don't you go first? What's your first tip? Let's say someone went up to you. I'm still kind of laughing because nakakatawa yung narinig ko.
Papakat mo kay Jason yan.
No, no, isama na yan. Because it's
like,
part of
wala
experience. Because
yeah.
This is actually, okay, you know what?
That's how it is.
I'm going to start first tip. Shit's going to happen, or something is going to happen when you least predict it, when it's most unpredictable, when you think it's super chill and you have the whole day free, you don't have to think about work, and then suddenly something pops up. And you have to be able to flip that switch. That's one of my first tips. Flip that switch. Media in 2024, sports media in particular, also because of all the leagues and everything's happening, something can develop in the snap of a finger. And I feel like that's one of the first tips I would give. You have to be ready, because it's such a quick world now with social media and posting and breaking news that you have to be ready at all times to perform what you might want to excel in. Okay, does that mean you have to write a breaking article right away? You have to do it. Post something on social media right away. You have to be fast. Sometimes that includes editing in Canva or making a video in CapCut. It could also be a podcast. Are you ready out? If you're into podcasting and you want to talk about recent developments, are you able to flip that switch, put on your equipment, turn on your laptop, in this case, turn on Zoom or StreamYard, and record right away to talk about the topic and get something up so you can take advantage of the topic while it's hot, right? What's your experience when it comes to breaking news and the content that you do?
So hindi mo na tip, it's more of experience mo na when it comes to breaking news. Ako naman kasi, like if there's a breaking news, like kunyari ikaw, diba? Usually you're a source or tiebreaker times. One of the two lang naman eh. Either Nav or tiebreaker. So whenever there's news, when I was technically new sa industry, I'll do a reaction video to it. So kasi, di ba, that's the hot topic right now. Like, kunyari, let's think of an example. Okay, Remoga to UP. So, di ba, that was big. That was a wild news. That up to now, actually, no, yung news na whenever there's a video of him talking or everything, it's still a hot topic amongst collegiate sports fans or sports fans in general. So, what I would do, kunin ko yung clip, isisnip ko yung clip, tapos sasabihin ko saan galing yung source. Kunyari, this news came from the Winganlani. Remogat has announced that he will be moving to UP. I will do a reaction video to that. I will tell my thoughts regarding the matter. So one is the perspective of UP and the perspective of UE, UP, UE. And then from there, parang ang gagawin ko sa video ko, more of get people to have a discussion. I always end it with like, do you think it's a good move? Do you think that in the long run, is it better for his legacy to move to UP or stay with UE? So mga ganun, it's more of the keys to growth is to check what's the hot topic right now. So that's one. Pero you have to be fast.
Yeah,
you have to be fast.
That was my question, Nico. Based from your experience, what's the difference for engagement and
iba,
viewership?
Iba.
Like, let's say I posted, player X decided to commit to school Y, something like that, right? So what's the difference based on your research and experience if you make a reaction video on it for your TikTok or let's say even Instagram? Because sometimes different platforms, different algorithms, right? That's the reality of it. But like, let's say, what would be the difference if, let's say, you posted a reaction video 1 hour after the news broke compared to, let's say, even 10 or 12 hours later?
Sa sports kasi, 1 hour to 10 hours, pwede pa yun. Basta within the day. Pero pag the next day or 2 days after, medyo old news na yun. Kasi
yes,
yung algorithm will move towards dun sa mga creators na nauna.
Mm.
So di ba, you also do it. Nauuna ka minsan. Mayroon, ikaw yung nag-break na news eh. Tapos ako yung reactionary video. na which will get people to engage on the content. So in a way, him na rin nagre-release, pero in a way, binabalik ko rin yung mga tao to him or whoever the source is. Kasi iniiwan ko dun kung saan galing eh. Diba? Kasi hindi naman ako yung nag-break. So that's what I do para hindi magka-problem with those who broke it. Because people might think na ikaw yung nag-break. May mga ganun ah, na akala nila ikaw yung nag-break na news. Like, the person, me, just because I reacted to it, I'm like, I didn't break it. I'm just reacting to it. Check the screenshot.
But that's also because they follow you, diba?
So you have to set agad na ito yung nag-release, hindi ako. You have to do that all the time. Eh. Especially pag may following ka na.
Yeah, I even remember back in the day when media, you know, start of social media, it was still more articles basis per and how a lot of the news would come out. Compared to now where social media, you can even say sometimes generates more viewership, diba? But before, similar to, but articles were still, social media's purpose for a lot of media was to drive the audience to certain articles and websites, diba? So, back then, it would be an unwritten law na parang, okay, if the news was broken by another outlet, i-credit mo sila, you know? Now, some outlets would tell you, okay, link mo pa sa article page nila to be respectful. Some would just say it's okay even if you just where you got it, right? But also sometimes there would be outlets who would, you know, say according to reports if naging multiple na. It depends on the training per media outlet. But anyway, what's your first tip for the sports media hopefuls out there? Which, you know, I don't know why, parang Fran Lu comes to mind when I think of sports media hopefuls. Hello, Fran.
Pwede.
I know you're
pwede.
Watching this.
Pwede. Actually, pwede. He just needs to finish school then. Pwede na, I think so.
Mag-aral ka, Fran Lu.
Mali ko ba gano'n ka-heavy yung workload niya. Anyway, first tip siguro is have content. Release content kasi ngayon yun na yung digital portfolio mo. Moving forward, it's what you, especially sa sports media, it's what do you have to show, eh, diba? Do you have TikTok? Do you have Instagram, YouTube, do you write as well? Meron ka bang link to your
yes,
work?
Yes.
Yun yung kailangan natin to get noticed. Hindi na kasi uso ngayon yung parang yung you submit your resume hoping to get noticed. Like, diba, dapat usually meron ka ng ano, past work. Para when, it's usually them reaching out to you na, diba? That's how it is now. And,
yeah, exactly.
And I think, how did we connect again? Ito yung story namin na never clear sa amin. How did we connect again?
I forget.
Never, our first ever encounter. But
bro,
I feel like it's through content. Most
legit,
likely through
yeah,
content.
Legit. Like, I have thought about this 3 or 4 times. I think my wife has asked me also, like, how did you and Nico actually meet? I'm like,
I don't know. I don't remember. I think it's through content.
It was probably like Instagram or something like that. And
basta
then...
Basta content, diba? Basta may content. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad to see how much it's grown since. Ayun. But that can
so that's
also
the first
show,
tip.
Yeah. Tama.
Ay, doon na nag-start. Doon talaga, yun yung akin. Lahat ng sasabihin ko ngayon based on personal experience, hindi ito parang sinabi sa akin. Hindi ganyan. It's more of what I did. So I created TikTok for... Ay, YouTube muna. I did YouTube first, then TikTok, and then yung IG has always been there. I'm trying to figure out Instagram still. It's the hardest to grow.
Oh,
to be honest. Instagram.
For sure.
Instagram.
Unless your neon man goes to every NBA game.
Unless you're
checking...
rich, unless you have a boatload of cash, diba?
Shout out to Neon Man, he's a good guy. But grabe
Marcos,
siya, like less
Marcos
than
Chu.
A year ago, I think he had like 30,000 Instagram followers. And now, when I checked, yes, 2 days ago, I checked it was at 270. And then I think when I checked it again a few hours later, it even went up to like 320 because he was like invited to go
Houston,
to
diba?
Yeah,
may mga ano
Chicago
pa sa
recently, Chicago, Milwaukee, Minnesota, he went to the team practices, and sometimes that's all you need. Like, maybe one big week of like big developments can grow your followers so much compared to, like, let's say the rest of the year, right? But you know, that's an example, Neon Man, just using what he had, which was his resources,
his
to go to games, and his personality, his uplifting personality. Yes, he also branded himself as Neon Man, so he wore the same, he wears the same clothes when he goes to the games. And so little things like that. And now I don't know if this is a business for him or it's still a passion project, but he's built a following. Like, I even saw the other day that Spencer Dinwiddie accepted these collaboration requests on Instagram. Like, that NBA
Seryoso?
player. Yeah. An NBA
okay.
player accepted a collaboration request for his Instagram. So that just goes to show sometimes how passion can drive your growth in many ways where you want to excel. Which is related to my next tip. I would say that given where we are now with not just sports media, but media in general, there are so many mediums you could use to get your content across. So if you're a writer, you can still write. Articles are still a thing. If you want to be a podcaster, you can upload podcasts on Anchor and you can have it on Spotify or even YouTube or Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. If you're a content creator, you can post videos or even photos, infographics you make by editing it on CapCut or Canva and then uploading it on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, Threads. You know,
Dami.
that's a new platform.
Dami.
There, dami, yeah, there are many avenues to get your content out there. Maybe you are a producer like Jason for this podcast, or an editor behind the scenes where you fix everything up. Maybe you're a producer for a TV segment or an online segment like our friend Mike Santillan. Shout out to Com Nolly, of course, and Mike. So there are many avenues now to kind of establish maybe what you want to do in the sports media scene, in my opinion. And I think two things related to that. One, it's important to learn a little bit of everything. If you have free time, if you're passionate about this and if you want to get in the industry, try to learn as much of it as you can. Okay, how to podcast, how to edit videos, how to use social media, how to write, how to do behind the scenes work like editing, cutting, splitting, slicing, all of that. I think writing is the most essential of it because you have to write an outline for everything you do. It's good to have a journal, write down your ideas, your notes, brainstorming ideas. So had learn a little bit of everything, but find your niche in something. That's the second point. So what does that mean? Like for me, I'm talking from personal experience because that's where I get my knowledge from when it comes to being in the industry, right? So when I started, I applied as a writer for Solar Entertainment, and I tried to learn as much of every other thing as I could. Like I would watch how people would do interviews, like the guys in NBA or TNT or ESPN. Okay, if I'm gonna interview athletes, if I'm gonna interview people, I need to learn how to do interviews. Like what's the proper sit-down format? Okay, like podcasting is becoming big. Okay, let me listen to Bill Simmons's podcast and see what works, why it's successful for him. Okay, social media is becoming a thing. Okay, how do I learn how to use Canva and CapCut to make quick videos, make quick content that I can upload? So try to learn everything related to the media scene that we discussed, but try to find your specialty in one regard where you think your biggest strength lies, which in my case would probably be writing because that's where I think definitely writing because that's where how I started. That's to me my base. So yes, have a foothold on everything, but have that one major safety net, like that fallback plan, like in case you need to know what your biggest strength is when coming up with a certain content for a certain project, you know where your strength lies. So I think that's pretty important in my opinion. Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than Fitspire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience. Stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. Fitspire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NABSEFFECT10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing Fitspire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends, and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with Fitspire.
Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NAMSEFFECT10, and let Fitspire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey.
Ako, the way you said your specialty was writing, mine, I realized, so sa video, medyo makapal mukha ko pala na mag sa video, let go lang, I get my thoughts more out when I'm in front of a camera, when I press record. And, depende yan. Like, gaya nang sinabi nga nina, just to go through to it, ang dami ng avenues when it comes to getting into sports media. You don't have to be a writer, you don't have to be a TikToker or a podcaster. Dami, sobrang dami. Sobrang daming avenues. Just need to make something. Yun lang yun. Yes. To get your foot in the door.
Exactly. What's your next tip?
Next tip for me is networking.
So we just
talked about this recently. Sa akin sa networking, it's more of you'll never know. I don't know, just be a good human being, man. Like just in yung tip ko lang, like just be nice to everybody. Like don't judge other people based on what you've heard from other people. Agad-agad, just kama sa blank slate and get to know them yourself and you'll never know who this person might connect you to. That's how it is in sports. And I don't know, it makes things easier when you're in good terms with everybody kaysa yung ayaw mo na agad sa tao na to just because sinabi niya na hindi pala okay. Parang that never had that mindset coming in kasi ako, I was a rookie last year. Up to now, still consider a learner and new to the industry. And one thing that kept me going up, like being involved in a lot of places now, is because of just continuing to be friends with people and getting to understand the industry better through networking.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, it's interesting how you said I still consider myself a rookie because I feel the same also in so many ways where, like I said, I've been working for about one decade now in the industry, but there's so many things that come up every, you know, every year, every day sometimes, new ideas, new strategies. And I feel like if you have this concept in mind where, okay, I'm a rookie, I can still learn so many things. Yes, you can be proud of what you've already done if you've been there for a while, but don't be satisfied in the sense that, okay, this is, I've done this for this long, this is what I'm going to do forever, because things are constantly evolving, constantly changing. The world is constantly moving. Like, you know, I was listening to the latest BS podcast where Bill Simmons had the director of the Last Dance documentary on. I think, I don't want to butcher his name, so I'm going to check that right now just to make sure that I get it right. So his name is Jason Hare. Okay, so he directed... Momoa. Jason, did I say that right?
Jason
Hare, yeah. Anyway, so he's directed a bunch of documentaries, like... He helped direct the Fab Five documentary, which I thought was really good. The Last Dance, of course, with Michael Jordan, Andre the Giant, the WWE star. And what he said was documentaries now are so different compared to even, you know, 15 years ago, because now a lot of research comes in, such as, okay, attention span. Because people are of the TikTok generation now, certain clips can't go beyond like 90 seconds or you lose their attention span. Or certain music have to be played. So there's all this new data coming in, and it compared to back in the day when documentaries were new, where it was like, okay, the director, the writer, the producer, the creative team, what's their vision? Make it come to mind. But now there's a lot more numerical data and a numerical approach that, you know, doesn't really take away the creative juices or doesn't take away from the beauty of the documentaries, but it's still a factor, right? Because sometimes the creative could clash with the data because you're trying to balance the vision the creatives have in mind to what proof people research has in terms of what the audience wants to watch and wants to hear, wants to see. So I say that because that goes to show how in a short amount of time, now 15 years can, it sounds like a lot, right? But for creatives, people working in the industry, 15 years can go by in a snap. Like for me, 10 years went by in a snap. And a lot has changed since then. So if you keep an open mind to studying the new trends, the new approaches, and try to implement that while maintaining the important aspects of what you've been comfortable with in recent years, if you can find balance, that's very good. And a lot of times you can find that balance by talking to other people. You're right, with connections, with networks. There are obvious perks to having a good network, such as, okay, you might need a certain job. Kailangan mo ng racket for a certain opportunity or a certain league you want to cover. Okay, kilala ko to. Maybe I could pitch in a message, send a cold email, see if there's anything there for me. Sometimes they will come to you pa. Okay, there's this opportunity. Kilala ko to. And, you know, that really helps, right? Knowing the right people to get these certain opportunities. But also, I feel like having a network of people who are in the industry allows you to learn about some of the new trends, especially if you maybe befriend some of the younger people. They could give you ideas as well. Okay, this is some of the new trends. This is what people like. This is what's garnering a lot of engagement on social media. You can use that to improve your overall content as well. So I really like the tip, having a network, because it's so multidimensional in terms of how it can help you. Am I right?
Yeah. And wala pa ang negative thing that has happened when it comes to networking. It's when it comes to socializing as well, made some good friends, like sina a lot of other people. And medyo mahirap for those introverts, to be honest, but you don't need to meet everybody all at once. Konti-konti. When the opportunity presents itself, then go ahead, diba? If you want to talk to them. Wala
right,
pa
right.
Akong nakakausap na snobbish. Or
it's
hindi.
It's so funny.
Diba? Lahat mabait eh.
Yeah, it's so funny. We only met online. Then we started hanging out more, we realized our circle, social circle, is actually pretty close. Like, your wife and my wife went to the same high school.
Sa party.
They knew each other
sobrang
before
weird
we
nun.
Did.
Sabi ko, the heck?
And then suddenly I'm inviting Nico to my birthday party. Then siya nagtatap out na maaga, hindi na kaya, because I've given him too many shots. And he's ready to go. But
hindi talaga umiinom. Yung wife ko yung umiinom.
Oh my gosh. So, let's see. What's my next tip? This one, I'm not sure if you would predict that I would have said this, but you probably would because we've known each other. If you're covering a sport, like in our case, probably most of what we cover is basketball, diba?
Mm.
But if let's say someone who's listening to this wants to cover football or billiards or volleyball
football,
or
billiards, okay.
Swimming or track, it's important to also play the sport that you're covering. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you want to be a basketball writer or a basketball podcaster talking about the NBA, the PBA, the UAP, the NCAA, MPBL, basta basketball, right? You should make an effort to play the game regularly as well. Now, I'm not saying every day you find the basketball court and that's your work for the day. No, but if a few times a week, 2-3 times a week, you could play 5-on-5. And, you know, in the Philippines, you'll always find a pickup game somehow if you just, you know, make enough friends. If you can play 5-on-5, or even if you play half court, or even if mag-shooting ka lang mag-isa mo, there are areas of the sport you're covering that you can learn only by playing the sport as well, that you cannot learn just theoretically by watching videos or reading content. You need to take a practical approach also, which is why it's important to play the sport. Now, does that mean that if I play basketball a few times a week, I can challenge Coach Tim Cohn or Coach Tab Baldwin to some of their basketball terminologies or some of their basketball philosophies? Not necessarily, because these people have made it their livelihood. This is their lives. These are their jobs. They have spent countless amount of years and hours just honing their craft, right? So how does it help? Well, situationally, it could give you an idea. Like, let's say you're playing in a tournament, an alumni league with your friends, and it's a close game, you know, you're down 5 points, 1 minute left. At least you kind of have an idea of what might go through the mind of a competitor, of a basketball player, as they're analyzing that situation. Okay, do we go for a quick three? Do we go for a quick two? Do we foul the worst foul shooter on the other team? Do we call timeout when? Do we not call timeout if the momentum is good? You get a better idea of it. And when you're shooting, okay, are my practice shots not going in because my elbow is out? Oh, okay, I put my elbow in and my form is better. I have a follow through. Oh, my practice jump shots start working. Is it the same for actual basketball players as well? Because you'd be surprised. A lot of basketball players, or, you know, sport athletes in general, will tell you they always work on the basics and the fundamentals to improve their respective performances of their respective fields. So if you have an idea of how that can work by doing it yourself, that might improve your coverage as well.
Yeah, I mean, even if you weren't an ex-athlete or anything, as long as you had an experience playing the sport, then that's a good enough foundation to talk about it.
Yes. Because athletes will, I don't want to say respect you more, because they would respect you even if you're not a master of their, respective sport. But they see when, and they notice when the people covering their sport know what they're talking about. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
that's what
Especially
they, yun
coaches.
lang. Okay
Exactly.
na sila dun. They don't care if ex-pro ka or
Exactly.
not.
Yeah. Like at the end of the game, okay, we're gonna use basketball as an example because that's a sport you and I feel like we love the most, basketball, right? Like there's a certain ball is life, basketball, is love concept to, that players live with. And if they can see that the people covering their sport feel the same way and show that love, not just by writing about it or talking about it, but by also playing it, I feel like they appreciate it, even if you're not a pro player.
Yeah, and I've had quite a few comments na rin from friends na athletes na, oh, they like my analysis on this one. Like, that's what I do. I do simple analysis. Nung UAAP, that's where I started, di ba? And I make it into layman's terms para maintindihan ng both students of the game and those who just watch it casually. So that's what I did. And natutuwa ako when they say na they like it. And may pagka-konting imposter syndrome. Like, what the heck? Niloloko lang ba ako nito? Or talaga totoo yung sinasabi nila. But since may mga few testimonials na nga, doon ako na parang, ah, okay. Doon ako, natutuwa ako sa ganun. Like na yung efforts na the hour. Technically, you put a few hours to making a 1-minute video. Di ba?
Yeah,
Mga 1 to 2 hours
yeah,
yun.
yeah. And if you know what you're talking about, and here's another important aspect. I actually should have started with this, but here's something that I feel is important when it comes to speaking with athletes and covering them. Even if you might not always say the nicest thing, or you have to be a little bit critical, and in the back of your mind, you're saying, okay, well, they're probably not gonna wanna read this, or yeah, read this or hear this. But if you keep it to the sport, the actual sport, they will respect it perennially. Like, okay, yeah, they're being critical, but they're not being personal. They're keeping the criticism to the actual sport that we play. And
And the numbers
sometimes,
lang.
yeah, and
Walang
sometimes,
personalan.
yeah, exactly. And sometimes they will be the ones to say, "Pa, actually, tama to." Because when I'm reviewing the game tape, that was where I made a mistake. And they're walang personalan, right? Which I think would, in this case, they would respect you more if you didn't make it personal and you kept it to the sport aspect of it. And you will better know that if you take the time to also learn the sport practically that you're covering.
For me, that's what matters more, yung respect ng athletes kasi tayo pupunta talaga sa venue day by day compared to those vloggers na nakita mo sa YouTube na they're just there for the clicks. That's why, actually, if you want something like high views, you post something negative. Pero tayo kasi, it's more of dun sa relationship with the athletes and the people that we cover. Eh. That's
Yeah.
what matters. Eh. Sa kanila, what for others, they want the clicks, the views. Eh kami, we want the actual truth, like with the content that we make is based on actual fact, the numbers, the analysis, and of course maintaining the relationship with those people. Kasi
Yeah,
kita pa technically
yeah.
parang co-worker natin sila, kita natin sila every day, di ba?
Technically,
Or
yeah. Yeah.
every game
That
day,
that's
not.
an interesting way to put it. Yeah, and I like what you said, na you have to maintain the relationship. And maintaining the relationship doesn't always mean positive ka no matter what. Na? Because there are also downsides to just being 100% positive
Oh,
all the
yeah, may
time.
downside din doon. Yeah.
There are
Pero don't
also,
do.
yeah. But if you can be critical without being personal, meaning if my job is to be a sports analyst for how teams perform, well, I'm gonna keep it at that. Now, there are aspects, of course, that are personal also that you sometimes have to take into account, right? But if I'm gonna be critical, I'm not gonna do it for the sole purpose of finding something, voluntarily finding something that I can attack you with personally. Instead, if I'm gonna be critical, it should be first and foremost, okay, well, is there something from the game, the performance in the game that maybe deserves you know, some magnifying, see what went wrong. And if you do find something that went wrong, it's good to remain curious. Like, okay, so say player X, you know, struggled from the field, went 2 of 18. Okay, but why did they go 2 for 18? Was it a bad shooting day? No, no. Were they maybe injured? Were they taking forced, ill-advised shots? Did they forget to play team basketball? So more of those sides. But of course, like I said, there are other areas also where, you know, gauging the personal side of it does come into equation. Like, you have to talaga, diba? But it shouldn't be the first instinct. Now, okay, let's find something personal to attack. Anyway, give us the last tip for this episode, Nico.
Last tip for me is to continuously improve on your skills. So for me, started with video editing, and then what I wanted to get better at was improving my interview skills for podcasts. That's another one I want to, and then another one I want to fix my editing skills of video. So that's another one. And now I want to learn a bit of videography and photography for future. For just for fun, because I'm usually in the game. So sabi ko, what if kaya, like, I take a few videos using an actual cameras? Meron akong ano eh, DSLR na pinahiram sa akin. So maybe try to get better there. I'm gonna take lessons on that one. So yun, more of keep getting better every day. Never be satisfied at where you are right now.
Agree. And I think that's a great place to leave the episode. Those who tuned in, again, whether you're a returning listener or a new listener, I hope you enjoyed this. We veered away from our usual discussing about the sports and sports leagues topics, but I hope that this ends up being a kind of evergreen, helpful episode, especially to hopefuls out there. It's not always easy to break in, not just the sports industry, but any industry in particular. There's a lot of grunt work and sometimes unpaid hours of labor you have to put in before you get your shot.
Oh, hindi paid yung sa mga TikTok. Hindi paid yun. Lahat yun.
Yeah, tama.
Through and different avenues.
Exactly. And I understand completely. I would not be judgmental to those people who say that they only want to work if they get paid, because it's not easy. Life's not cheap, right?
It's
you need
not,
to make you need to make an earning somehow. But my only, not even a rebuttal, but one of the balancing points I would like to make in relation to that is sometimes even the work you do that's not monetized at all time could be helpful to you long term. Like, perhaps sometimes you're doing, you know, you do something for a day or two or even a week and you're not earning a ton from it, or maybe you're not earning at all. But ask yourself, okay, but the experience I learned, the knowledge I gain by being around certain people who I can learn from and implement in my own life, is that a certain amount of earning in terms of, you know, intellectual advancement that could help you long-term get to where you want to get? So sometimes it could be handy. Of course, you don't do it all the time. I don't suggest people work for free all the time. Not at all. Time is a very valuable commodity. But if there are aspects that you can learn and gain more knowledge, even if it doesn't mean earning monetary all the time, it could be helpful sometimes. And yeah, just keep striving, just keep working hard, just keep, you know, never back down. If you believe in what you believe in, then believe in it with all your heart and be passionate about it. Those are my final words. How about for you, Nico?
I think my parting words is more of to just keep doing something every day. Like, if you're not gonna record a video today, maybe try to write something, maybe try to research on a certain topic that you would like to understand more. Ano kasi, mahirap sa industry natin to grow up, diba? That's why ako, I have this mentality na I have to keep working in order to get recognized. Kasi ako, I wanna, diba, eventually I wanna appear on TV for whatever, like UAP, PBA, I don't know, wherever it takes me. So, para by the time that they give me that opportunity, I'm ready. So, it's more of you have to think like, you know, you don't belong. You're thinking ko na you don't belong. That's why you have to outwork these people right now. So that's my mindset always.
An opportunity comes knocking on your door, most of the ready time it's good to let it in. And be ready. Stay ready,
be ready
no matter what. And believe in yourself. Nico, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. I appreciate the time on Easter Sunday. Thank you to the producer of this podcast, Jason Carrillo. Thank you to our sponsors, Get Blued and Fitspire. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to the TNE community for always tuning in and supporting after every episode. Appreciate you all. Nico, see you next time, bro.
Thanks, man. This was a fun topic. More evergreen topics like this.
Yes, sir. Till next time.